Welcome to the Wild West for another week. You are here with Mick and Steve.
Yeah, we shot the other bloke.
The other bloke, yes.
Yeah, we shot him.
He's not in this week. He should be back next week.
Oh, will he? I thought I shot him long enough to put him out of the way for a while.
You didn't shoot him hard enough, I guess, Mick.
Yeah, well, okay.
Seriously, though, this is the Wild West. A lot to cover this week, Mick.
Is there?
Yes.
What like?
Like the ABC in turmoil.
Oh. Which revolution!
I hear people aren't happy.
I'm not happy.
Sacking's all around. And
they should sack them all. All the ABC staff. I mean, not all the ABC staff. All the ABC head of ABC.
Yes. But here's the thing, which we'll get into a little bit later. Is it the board's fault or is it the government's fault?
It's the board's fault.
Oh, okay.
You stand on your principles.
Yeah. What about with, like, interference from the outside?
If you're standing on your principles, you won't be letting them to come in.
Well, that's true. But we'll have to wait and see.
And the worst part about it, the people in charge should only be on one board, not multi-boards.
Yes.
Like the one who's in charge of the ABC now.
Well,
temporary.
Well, that's right, because Milne is gone.
Mm.
And Guffrey's gone.
Mm.
And now they have a replacement.
You got a woman.
Yeah, but she's a doctor.
Yeah, but she was in the Air Force.
Yep.
And she's on some big company board. She's on about three or four boards. And how can you do a job when you're on three or four boards? And sometimes the boards might interfere with each other.
Yeah, conflict of interest. Yeah. Well, we'll get into that and much, much more. It is also footy finals weekend, Mick.
Oh, no.
Yes. Aren't you excited?
Nah.
Okay, we'll get into that in sports shortly. I'm sure there's other stuff to cover, but I guarantee you it would just be about the footy finals, I think.
Mm.
Also, we have the latest in television. What's been happening in television? You did see a movie, Mick?
Yeah, but I can't remember it.
Okay, so that's going to be a good review.
Yeah.
And also, what do you got this week, Mick? What are you going to do in Mad Mick Presents?
Oh, I've got a good way to get the strawberry growers back in on favour.
Back in favour? So they stop putting needles in strawberries?
No.
Okay, you want them to keep talking?
No, you have a golden needle.
A golden needle.
The person who fell on is a golden needle.
Oh, wins like a golden ticket. Yeah. Okay, Mick.
That's a good way, isn't it?
It is a good way. Not probably.
Everyone's looking for needles.
Not appropriate, though. But,
aww.
But we're back shortly. The Wild West. Yeah, with Mick and Steve.
We were just looking at the biters.
We were actually fascinated about sharks and fish.
Yeah. They're pretty smart, fish and sharks.
They actually are, because they like stay out of the water, right?
Oh, did you see the on YouTube where a bloke got attacked by a squid, which was held by a, what was it? A seal. A bloke was in his canoe, a seal got this octopus or squid, and hit the bloke with it.
With the seal?
No, the seal hit the... And it broke the leg, and the seal took the leg off the food he was eating.
Yeah.
And ran, swam away and ate it.
Oh,
and the
wow.
poor bloke got hit with the rest of it.
I love that. That's a bit crazy, though, because sharks have been in the news a lot lately.
Yeah, they don't hurt.
No, they don't. They just bite people's legs off and arms.
Only some. And most of the time.
Not all fish?
No. Most of the time, they're just testing out because they test things by biting them.
Do they?
And they don't like humans very much.
Why don't they like humans?
They don't taste very nice.
Oh,
but the ones who bite, who've taken people, that's most probably their first time just trying to.
Just a first taste and then like, this is gross and throw them out.
It's like that shark who got the. The surfboarder.
Ah, yes.
He was only trying to stir him up. He was saying to his mate, "Look, mate, watch me. I'll get this bloke on the board. I'll scare him."
He did scare him, I think. And the rest
and
of the
bloke
nation.
Comes, and the shark comes back. Oh, I've got a bloody headache. He's hit me in the head so many times.
Just wanted to play a joke on him.
Yeah.
All right, Mick, it is time to talk sport.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but it's a big sporting weekend.
Yeah, I know.
You sound so excited.
Yeah.
First up, we have the AFL Grand Final today.
Yeah.
We got West Coast Eagles taking on the Collingwood.
West Coke Eagle.
In Collingwood.
Yeah, West Coke Eagles.
You're going for... What about Collingwood?
No, nah.
I think while this is going to be a good grand final, it's two of the teams that people don't like, you know?
Yeah, the two hated ones.
Exactly. The most hated teams are in the grand final. Collingwood, of course, out of Melbourne and West Coast. And who's your tip, Mick? West Coast?
West Coke.
Yeah?
Yep.
Why?
They take drugs.
You don't know that.
No.
I'm sure they do.
I like the Eagle.
Okay. I think West Coast will win too, but it'll be a tight game, do you think?
I don't care.
Well, make sure you tune in, Mick, and give us your full report.
I tune out.
Okay. No, you should watch. It's going to be a massive game, I think. That's
the
on
league,
today.
The league has got women and men together.
There. To the men's side first, though. We'll
go I think the women's is... the Roosters got a team in the grand final or final with the women, and they've also got the men in. So they're inspired by... Both will be inspired by both teams.
Yeah.
The men have to win because the women are most probably won, and the men, women will say, oh, we have to win because the men will most probably win. So we have to have a full outfit. Both sides win.
For
men and women. For the Roosters.
Oh, the finals.
Yeah, for the Roosters.
Yeah, right. Do you think that can be achieved, though?
That could be.
Maybe.
But a good football, it's like cricket. A good cricket game or a good football game must have a streaker in it.
Why?
That's Australian heritage. In the 70s, that's all you saw. If it was a good cricket team, good game, here goes a streaker.
Well, that's right, because you got in the women's, you got the Brisbane Broncos against the Sydney Roosters.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. So you think the women's Roosters team are going to win that?
Yep.
And then in the men's, we have, of course, the Roosters and Melbourne Storm.
Yeah.
So, you think Roosters will take out both?
I hope so. I can't stand Roosters. I can't stand Melbourne Storm. The grand final on both codes, everyone hates them.
I know, because Melbourne are a bunch of cheaters, right, apparently. Yeah. And then Roosters, Upper Sydney, right?
Yeah, Upper Crust.
Yeah, yeah.
What got me was... In the Dally M Awards,
yes,
the person who won it was played for the New Zealand League team, and after he's got the award, his teammates did a haka for him. But what gets me is the haka is only to deal with scaring people at war.
Yeah,
that's what you do when you go to fight them. Well, they're doing it out of context.
Because they think it has a different meaning.
Yeah, I like the Australian haka.
I don't think we have one.
We do.
Okay. Is it as intimidating as the New Zealand one?
Oh, yeah, make everyone laugh so they can't play.
Well, that's good then, we win, right?
Yeah. You can play it on the thing, it's up on...
I'm going to have to look this up, Mick.
Yeah.
I will have to look this up. Also in sport, though, because NRL, we know the finals come up. You think Roosters on both women's and men for the NRL and AFL West Coast?
Yep.
Yeah, I think it could go that way.
Tiger Woods won his first thing.
In quite a long time, and they think he's back.
Oh, he could be back.
He's like 34, I believe.
Don't know.
He's quite old for a golf player, and then he still won a championship. And then this could lead to better things after the last couple of years. He had quite a lot of horrible things going on in his life.
It's when he got caught out. Cheating. His wife gave him a good dosing of, I think, golf clubs.
She gave him a hole in one.
No, she didn't give him a hole in one.
No, she definitely hit him with a 9-iron, I think.
Yeah,
maybe.
9-iron or driver.
It's a bit sad, but hopefully this leads to better things.
Yeah, he's not as cocksure and smart as he used to be.
No, that's right. And Sydney Football Stadium getting renovated as well.
Oh, what a waste.
Last game. I know you're not happy, Mick.
No, because we knocked down everything of our history. What have we got?
New things.
Hmm?
New things.
No.
They're going to build it and make a new one.
You have to have part of your history. You go to Europe, you go to America, And look at how many historical buildings are in, around there.
Yeah, because they're heritage listed. Yeah. Yeah, that's a shame. But the new Sydney Football Stadium will be finished in 2021. Huh. It'll be 45,000 seat venue.
Not very many.
How much does it hold now?
I don't know, about the same. That's probably fine.
Oh, okay. They're just making it look nicer. Mm. We'll have to see what happens, I think.
Mm.
Also, oh, sorry, Mick, yes.
I went to take my friend to the RTA.
Yeah.
And as we're going through the North Ingleburn, they're constructing a Colosseum up there, exactly the same as a Colosseum. So,
a Colosseum?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What was a Colosseum look like?
Oh, the round, and it's got the chairs in it. Oh, really?
There's one being built up there. I don't know what it's for, but it looks like Colosseum. So are they going to have gladiators there?
No.
They could have. That'd be the new sport.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember they used to have gladiators on TV?
That was a great show.
Yeah.
What? Oh, come on, Mick. Also in sport, though, I just realised as we were talking, Usain Bolt will be coming to southwestern Sydney and playing at the local stadium.
Oh, good.
For one of the local games there, so I feel like that's going to bring a lot of people to the area. Big
heaps, they will pack it out.
Just to see him, I think. Yeah. More so than his actual skills.
The tennis is going all right, too.
Tennis, yes.
There's,
tennis.
Gabby? You know, the Gabby Lutarova or whatever.
Gavrilova. Yeah.
She did all right last this week, and so did Beer Party or whatever.
Barty. Beer Party. Barty, Mick.
Big party.
Party.
Oh, well.
Speaking of parties, though, Mick,
yeah.
If you don't want to watch football this week, there are a couple of things you can do.
Is there really?
There are.
What is it like?
You can throw a footy-free party with you and your mates.
Right. Yeah.
If you want to do that. Or if you want, Mick, you can just play in your garden all day.
Yep.
Over the 2 days.
Mm.
You can watch a new movie. You can go to the... Now, this is for people in... I think Adelaide, right? Because the Fringe Festival's on.
Yeah.
There's going to be a rock and roll orgy.
Oh, it's all right, go there.
But it's part of the comedy festival, so it's not so much what you're thinking it is.
No, it was just heaps of music. That's an orgy.
Exactly.
What would you think I was thinking? I've got a clean mind.
Oh, sure you do. That was provided by the ABC. They actually have a whole lot of really good ideas.
It wasn't done by Triple J, it was done by
ABC News. No. Triple J have their own thing to worry about. Which we'll get into, Mick, shortly, because I believe you might want to cover the ABC in Mad Mick Presents coming up next, I believe. That's it, we're done for sport?
Yep.
All right, we'll be back with Mad Mick Presents.
And asked to have a meeting without me, to which I, of course, agreed. And at that meeting, I understand they decided to suggest to me that I might stand aside while these various investigations that have been proposed take place. But I said, well, I think actually I should resign because clearly there is a lot of pressure on the organisation. And as always, my interests, my aim has been to look after the interests of the corporation. And it's clearly not...
Justin Milne there, former ABC chairman.
Mm.
Yes, it's been a big week for the ABC, Mick.
Yep.
Lost their chairman.
They lost.
Now they have a chairwoman.
Yeah, and they lost the other person.
Lost their managing director, Michelle Guthrie. Now they've got an interim managing director.
But the whole board should be sacked straight off to clean the whole out because they didn't do anything to pull in the manager. Mm-hmm. What he did, and that's part of their being on the board.
Right, because they're the governing body. They've got to govern the corporation.
Yeah.
And if they're doing a bad job, as the mind and soul of the corporation, then you think they should just be all gone?
Yeah, because the ABC is, I love the ABC, as the ad says.
It's your ABC.
That's my ABC. And my taxes pay for it.
Yes.
But I find there's a lot of good programs coming out, even with these stupid people who are trying to stand over certain news persons to get rid of them.
Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't get rid of them because we have to have an independent news.
Well, broadcaster, right? It's a national broadcaster. Yeah. We need some sort of independence.
Yeah. And ABC and SBS are the two ones that usually give it.
Yeah. Which usually happens. Also, covering the ABC, though, Do you believe the truth that the government wanted Emma Alberici gone?
Yes.
And
yes.
Why?
Because the Liberals are very, they don't like people criticising them for their work. Because right. criticising them will show their weak spots and how stupid they are.
Mm-hmm. What's the same thing with Andrew Probyn as well?
Yeah.
They want these high profile reporters and journalists gone.
Mm.
But
making their politicians be accountable for what they are.
Mm.
And they don't like that.
But do you believe there's any truth that Turnbull wanted?
Yes, I believe that.
Turnbull wanted
everything.
Murdoch wanted Turnbull gone. Yeah.
What gets me is there are new laws against interfering with the government, mm-hmm. right? Rupert Murdoch has, this is what been announced or talked about, how Rupert Murdoch said Turnbull was supposed to go get rid of him.
Mm.
That he is not an Australian citizen. Big complaints about how the Chinese are interfering and how the Russians are interfering. This bloke should be put across the coals and put in jail because he interfered with our government.
Mm.
And he shouldn't be allowed to get away with it. He gets away with it now in America. He gets away with it in England. And we've seen what happens.
That's because his outlet has a lot of other outlets.
Hmm?
It's because his company, right,
mm-hmm.
has all these other little companies within it. Yeah. He has a lot of power.
Yeah. And what you do is say, right, out. You can't. You don't meet our requirements. You just close you down and go somewhere else.
It doesn't work like
it
that.
It does.
It does.
You have to. They're only allowed in Australia through being associated by doing the right thing, not doing the wrong things like these banks have done.
Oh, also the Bank and Royal Commission. The initial findings came out.
Yeah, they came out. Yeah.
What do you think?
It shows them for how much of a scum they are, and the people who brought up these ideas are scum as well, and they should be put in jail for 10 to 15 years. Not
just like a couple of $1,000 fine or whatever it is.
And what profit they made should be taken away and given back to the people that they ripped off.
Well, that's it, obviously.
And then a fine on top of that, which is equivalent to what they ripped off.
Yeah, well, anyone or any corporation that charges dead people or for charges that they didn't actually do.
Yeah. I'll tell you a good example.
Horrible practice.
Yeah, I bought a life assurance policy when I was 17. And it covered me for, at a certain age, you get so much back, just like these death things.
Mm.
But if you got killed or maimed or put off work, what you normally do, you couldn't, that the insurance would cover you. When I went to do the claiming after my motorbike accident and being put on the pension, they didn't want to know. That was AMP. They said, you have to pay 16 years of payments before we'll check it out.
Well, I think that's the thing with a lot of these insurance companies, not just from one.
No,
there are a lot of stipulations there.
Yeah,
if you die from a certain way or if you injure yourself, then they don't cover it.
Yeah. So, like, if it's travel insurance. If you get injured and you've been drinking, you've lost. You've got no insurance.
Because you got injured because you were drinking.
Mm.
Yeah, so they don't want to be held liable for it. Which is understandable. Maybe don't drink and you won't get
injured. No, but you might have one drink.
Well, that's it. And you hurt yourself.
And you've lost yourself.
Yeah.
Someone runs into you, you're gone.
Well, that's it. No.
And it's not your fault, right?
No, it's not your fault. I think most of it, in the case of the Royal Commission, it's a lot of bad practice that needs to be reassessed.
Yeah. What AMP said to me, you can still work. I said, no. But you might as well get a dead person. They can work. They can work as an actor of a dead person. They can play a dead person. That's a type of attitude.
As we saw at the Royal Commission, quite a lot. It's very sad. But they've still got till January, I think, February. It's still quite a long time.
Another 6 months or something. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens when the actual final...
What Iceland did, when they had their big meltdown in America and everywhere else, Iceland got the blokes who caused it in there and they put them in jail. Yeah. That's the way it should be. America, they didn't put them in jail, and the same type of people they cause the the big depression in the 30s, and they caused the same thing every time.
Well, that's it, right? Cause
if you don't have penalties and penalties carried out, they'll keep doing it.
Well, if you don't do action, then nothing's going to come out of it, right?
The two controlling people, commissions, didn't do anything. ABSIC or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And the other one.
Which one? ASIC?
ASIC and the other corporation.
The watchdog thing.
Watchdogs.
Yeah.
And this Liberal government's been taking money away from them all the time, so they can't do their just desserts roles.
Right. I don't know, Mick. What do you think's going to happen at the end here? Will there be criminal charges?
He mentioned there was going to be criminal. They should be have criminal charges against them.
Mm. Oh, well, there should be.
Yeah. Why should we get charged for something where if we do something wrong, we get put in jail. They do something wrong, exactly the same thing, and they don't get a slap on the wrist and they get their money what they did the ripping off of.
Maybe because they're still doing a royal commission, they can't really charge anyone yet. Until the final findings.
They should be, yeah.
Which I think, but it's still a long way to go. Other than the Royal Commission and ABC, Mick, anything else you'd like to mention?
Not at this stage.
Maybe in the second part.
Second part, yeah.
Yeah? Mm. All right. You're here on the Wild West with Mick and Steve. We'll be back with local news coming up next.
And you'll see me down at the Rodeo.
Wild West. You are here with Mick and Steve.
Yep.
Hey, Mick.
Yeah, what?
It's now time for the Wild West segment.
Yeah, what is it?
It's the one where we talk about what's happening in the local area.
Okay, what's happening in the local area?
Okay. There's actually quite a lot, surprisingly. We did talk about this a little bit off air, though, Mick.
Mm.
In Canleyvale, there's going to be a 32,900 square metre block of land that will be turned into a 4-star hotel and an entertainment complex.
With poker machines, isn't it?
Yes.
You know why they're doing that? Because around that area are the most gamblers in pokies. That's where they make their money.
Yes, because you've got the surrounding areas, Canleyvale, obviously, Cabramatta, Fairfield, Liverpool.
Yeah. But we haven't got Glenfield.
No. They're not far off, but it's more of that Western Sydney lower class gambling.
Gamblers, right? Where people are desperate for money and they think they can make a big buck out of poker machines. But I was watching a thing on TV just recently, this week, talking about gambling on poker machines.
Gambling on poker machines?
Yeah.
And the addiction?
The addiction. What it does, the addiction is by feeding you just enough to keep you interested. And that's addiction. And people, they shouldn't be allowed. If you're going to have poker machines or the one-armed bandits, when they first come in, they're only in clubs, and the clubs were obliged to put that money back into the community.
Mm-hmm.
Which now every pub and club, even the private clubs, which are like the football clubs of your own boy things, make using that to make their own profits, and that's not right. Mm-hmm. That should be if you want to entertain people, make it so. You put one coin in and that's all you pay for the rest of the day.
And that's it. But how much is
and
that
no
one coin?
And no gambling whatsoever.
Yeah, but how much is that one coin?
It could be a 10-cent piece, 20-cent piece.
So technically you're still wasting money though.
No, you're only paying for one thing.
Yeah, but it's still a coin that you're
still
putting money in.
When you,
I understand what you mean.
When you're playing a game, it's a game. You're not gambling. You're just pulling the thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's what it should be. Poker machines are the evil side of gambling.
And the lights.
Yeah.
And the money. And the
what
sound.
Gets me is also you go into where they have the pokies.
Yes.
It's poor lighting and there's no clocks. And if they want to stuff them right up, say, right, you have to put lights and clocks in so everyone can see it.
Well, some clubs do have clocks.
No, but they don't have them in where the computer, poker machine.
Of course not.
And that's the design to keep people playing the poker machines.
Playing poker machines longer so they don't know how much time has been wasted.
Gone past or what type of weather's out there.
Yeah. Because you can't see what the weather. There's no windows.
No. So they should have light coming into the thing as well.
You know what? Why that is also, Mick? Because if the people on the pokey machines see that it's a nice sunny day outside, they're not going to stay in the pokies.
Well, I wouldn't stay in a I don't gamble on poker machines. I've only had about three games on the poker machines. One was up at Narellan, where the old Masonic Club used to be. Mm-hmm. Walked in, put 20 cents in, walked out with $80 or $90 in your hand. With one pay, and I just walked out. That's the way people should be doing. But they sit down and just keep playing and playing until they waste it all.
Unfortunately, some people aren't as strong-minded as you are, Mick.
No, I'm just mad.
You're too mad for the pokey machines. Speaking of mad, though, local, actually 600 mad residents are not happy about the Middleton Grange Town Centre we've been talking about the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So 600 residents have signed a petition opposing the planning,
which
hopefully will help. Do you think these petitions will help, though, Mick?
Not really. The only help it does is makes the people who sign the petitions all right feel much better.
Yeah.
The government sees, oh, we can make money, but we make money, not the people.
Well, that's it, because the original proposal for this plan is offering 176 dwellings and 5,000 square metre of retail development. So it's going to be...
They've got so much for development already.
We were just talking about Canley Vale just 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, and you go up to Oran Park, all these new subdivisions, they've all got things. Yeah. And the worst part about it is these things are going to fail in the end, because what happens when times become tough? People don't... Normally when you've got a big shopping complex, everyone goes to there and stays there.
Yes.
With all these other ones heading around, you've only got so much money to spend, and if you're spreading it out thinner, someone's going to end up losing.
Well, yeah, someone will be pushed out eventually, and it's...
And you see it up at Campbelltown, you see it in Liverpool, in most of the shopping centres.
Fairfield, yeah, it's...
How many shops do you see vacant?
Oh, a lot.
And then they go put up new ones. Doesn't work logically.
I think it's more of a quick buck thing, where it's, oh, it's a new shiny thing, so people are going to rush there, spend all the money, then it dies down.
And then the people who would normally establish in some other place lose out, and they close down because they've gone bankrupt.
And then
we pay for the bankruptcies through the banks.
Well, that's it. You see it in Liverpool and also Campbelltown, as you mentioned.
Everywhere. You see them everywhere.
Yeah. Even in the city most of the time as well. Speaking of places, though, Mick.
Yeah? What type of places?
Moorbank, specifically.
Oh, Moorbank. Moorbank place. Yeah.
Moorbanks.
And Moorbanks, is it? Oh, no.
No. Maybe do the Royal Commission into Moorbank, I think.
Yeah, Moorbank.
Over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about how that was going to get renamed, one of the local suburbs.
Yeah.
Now residents have come to the conclusion, why do we need to rename it?
Why should it cost our government money to just change it when we want it?
Exactly. They're saying, why? It's pretty much a waste of time. And if it's not broken, why fix it?
Yeah.
Which I think is a good conclusion.
It's like the thing called keep it simple, stupid.
That's it. Why change?
Yeah.
Why
if it's
change
not
it?
Broken, don't change it.
Yeah, well, that's it, right?
And most of the time they change things, it doesn't work as better than it used to be.
Yeah. Speaking of could be working better, though, Mick.
Yeah.
Did you hear that SBS could be moving?
Where to?
To Liverpool.
To Liverpool. Oh, there's plenty of ethnics out here. I'm one.
Well, one of the local, the Western Sydney Business Chambers have proposed the idea to Michael Abid, you know, SBS director, to move SBS to Liverpool. Which I find pretty funny. Liverpool or Bankstown, by the way. Which would you prefer, Mick? Liverpool or Bankstown?
Glenfield.
Okay.
Glenfield Heights.
Well, what he proposes, the person that did the proposal believes that SBS has the opportunity to make a bigger difference, because Liverpool and Bankstown are the multicultural heartland of Australia. So,
what about Melbourne?
But this is local.
But SBS processes all their stuff and goes all around Australia.
Well, my favourite part of the proposal, Mick, is this, right? SBS can sell its property in Artarmon and get a cheaper rate in Liverpool and Bankstown.
As typical.
Which makes me laugh, but...
Yeah, what will they put there? New houses.
Well, in Artarmon, probably.
And they charge like wounded bulls.
Yeah, I guarantee you more stories than SBS. Yeah. But I found that article pretty funny this week, to be honest.
What they could do is sell that and put low-income houses up at Artarmon.
Yeah.
All low-income.
Well, that would be great, right?
Yeah.
And also, just a quick note before we're done for the Wild West segment. Don't forget, Daylight Saving is not this weekend.
Isn't it?
No.
So when is it?
Don't put your clock forward this weekend, Mick. Put your clock forward next weekend. on the 7th of October.
What day is that?
That is a Sunday.
Sunday?
Sunday, 2 a.m.
That's bloody stupid.
Yeah, I know. But it lasts until the 7th of April, then you can put your clock back
in. No, as I said before, every time there's daylight saving, when they change it, when they move the clock forward, the next day people are very tired. So people who are tired can make vast mistakes.
Yeah.
So it could be a car accident.
Could be a bus driver.
Could be a bank robber.
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah, you know, like how these banks rob us. I say, oh, we made another mistake. It was a daylight saving.
So you're blaming daylight saving? Yeah. Right, Mick. I don't think that's the reason.
Oh, that's one. Yeah, I haven't seen that excuse yet. And I thought of it, so they could think of it.
Maybe they haven't thought about that just as yet, Mick. But I believe that's it for the Wild West segment, Mick.
Mm.
We'll be back with What's Making Television shortly. Wild West. You are here with Mick and Steve.
And you say 20 or 30 or whatever.
Yeah.
And it remains. But we sometimes say double two, double four, or was it two or four, or was it, yeah?
Well, that's true, because then you get a bit confused, right?
Mm. I'm always confused.
Are you confused?
Yeah, they call me Confucius.
Yeah, right. Why do they call you Confucius?
I make a lot of, I say, man who flies upside down.
Yeah.
Flies upside down.
Because he's confused.
Yeah. Confucius.
Okay. That's terrible. Okay. It is time for television news. A lot's been happening in the world of television.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we covered the ABC a little bit earlier in the program.
And SBS.
And SBS. But Kirstine Ferguson will be the new acting chairperson.
Yeah.
Which is the new Doctor Kirstine Ferguson. Not Doctor Who, which is starting soon.
Ooh.
Next, not Monday coming, but the Monday after. Ooh. We'll get to that next week.
I can't wait.
Hopefully, Kirsten does a lot of good for the ABC. Because it is your ABC, Mick.
Me.
But you won't get any answers if anything happens.
They could employ me. I'd be a good employer.
Would you be a good managing director?
Yeah. I was a managing director of Adelong Gold.
Okay, then what would be your first policy of ABC?
Okay. First policy, no fake news.
How are you gonna govern that, though?
Oh, what we'll do is have a fake news program. So we can have a fake news. But as a comedy.
Yeah, I'm surprised there isn't a show called Fake News yet.
Yeah.
And have it at 6 p.m. every night.
Yeah.
See, that would be funny.
Yeah.
They should do that, though.
Hmm.
Speaking of not funny, though.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby, oh, well, he's been put away.
He got sentenced 3 to 10 years.
Mm.
That was expected, right? Mm. I mean, what else was really going to come with that?
Mm.
He's done.
But I think a lot of the women who are complaining about him were the groupies-type women who go up and say, oh, yeah.
You don't know that, though, Mick. What, you think there's a big lynch mob type of situation?
Yeah. As soon as everyone, they change their mind, oh. That's humans.
I'm sure he could have done some of the stuff. Well, he got charged for it.
So. Yeah.
I'm also in television news, Mick.
Yeah.
It's been a good week for Molly Meldrum. He's immortalised.
Is he real? I didn't even hear about that one.
He's immortalised. He's gotten his own bronze statue in Richmond.
Oh, right.
After all these years on Countdown and all, he's got a bronze statue in Richmond. He's very happy.
So he's brass as ball. I'm on broad.
I don't know if he gave a speech or anything, which is a bit of a shame, but, you know, good for him, I guess.
Mash Pop put a record on. A song, shall we go?
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe. Could be. Good for him. I like Molly Meldrum.
He could put a, I am the champion.
Like Rocky or something.
No, like in Queen.
Yeah, no, I am Queen, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, but, because Molly's a champion.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that Molly mini
Countdown?
No.
Oh, Molly. Yeah, I watched the Molly thing.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was very good, actually.
Yeah.
I can't remember recall the guy's name that played him.
Bloke who, I can see his face now.
Yeah, he did the charity for his sister.
Yeah, that's him.
No, I've got to figure this out now, though, because I need to.
Names I don't ever remember.
Oh,
unless
really?
You give them nicknames. Well, you give a bloke red hair, blue.
Red hair, blue?
Yeah. Or you see a short bloke, you call him tallie.
Then what do you call the tall guy?
Shorty.
Oh, okay. Samuel Johnson. That's his name.
That's just like in Robin Hood.
Yes.
The main one of the blokes were called Little John.
Yeah.
And Little John wasn't a little bloke. He was a big, big bloke.
And was he friends with Long John?
Long John was being worn on his next door neighbour's pants. He had Long John's on.
I'm glad you got that. That's good. Also, currently, a new show is going to be coming to television soon, Mick.
Yeah.
Wife Swap. And they're looking for auditions.
Swap a wife. I knew a bloke who swapped his wife for a chainsaw.
Really?
Yeah, fair income. Was it worth it? Yeah, he got more cuts. He cut a lot of timber down. No, but that's fair income. He swapped his wife for a chainsaw.
Okay.
And that was in the hillbillies down in the Snowy Mountains.
Wow, it must have been a different time back then.
Oh, it was only about 20 years ago, 30 years ago, might have been. I could have got a wife for a toaster.
Do you have a toaster now, though?
Nah. I've got plenty of toasters, but I don't use them.
Oh, okay. You don't eat toast?
Nah.
Okay. That's okay. Also in television, Mick, we were talking about a little bit off air, but I thought we should bring it on air. Hard Quiz.
Oh, Hard Quiz is excellent.
Really good show.
It's the best quiz show you can ever watch.
I think it is pretty good.
And there's a lot of laugh in it, where most of the other shows, nah. How many times do you get a laugh out of Denya?
Oh, Deal or No Deal or something. Yeah. I don't know. He did The Chase. Or
but there's a new one he's bringing up too.
No, Family Feud.
No, he's...
I know what you're talking about. It's
he's bringing up...
Champions or something.
Yeah, like but that. Will he... When that gets canned, will he get a logie for that as well?
Yes. Probably. But Grant Daniels, all right?
I think he's just a pain. I just don't like him.
Oh, Mick.
Nah.
Why? He's not that bad.
He's a whinger and a whiner.
But he's a race car driver.
He doesn't race anymore.
I know. He can't race anymore, I think, is the problem. Other than that, though, Mick, I don't feel like there's that much television news to cover.
Oh, well. But there is. He's having a new competition, Daniel. Yeah?
Yes.
So, I think it's coming this week or next week, surely.
Yeah, it's not that far off, though.
Mm.
Other than that, though, no. Next week we'll have Doctor Who, though, which should be pretty fun.
We should do a fake news segment.
Okay, well, would you like to do it now?
Yeah.
Tell me some fake news, Mick.
We have just been invaded by Martians.
That's terrible.
And they're wearing very sexy clothing.
Is that your fake news?
And they're going to come and take me away, haha.
Because
remember, if you take the second name out of, take the second L out of Alan and put it in an I, that spells alien.
Yes, that's
so
correct.
So they are coming to get me because I'm an alien.
But are you going to take them to our leader?
Which leader we got?
It's up to you. It changes.
They're always
week.
Changing. They've had 6 leaders in how many, 10 years?
Well, Scott Morrison is still around.
Oh, yuck.
He's got a record going.
He'll go, where the bloody hell are you?
In his baseball cap.
Yeah, because he did that. He wrote the segment for Bingle when she said that. She is in advertising.
That's right. Did he write that?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So it's his fault Lyra Bingle got famous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, so imagine if he does that to Laura Bingle, what he does to the rest of the he brings to the parliament, stuffs him up as well.
That is a name I have not heard in a long time.
Yeah.
Lyra Bingle, yeah. I wonder what she's up to.
Don't know.
Okay. We'll be back with some more shortly. You're here on The Wild West. Welcome back to the program. Yeah, we're Mick and Steve. Mick, you wanted to talk about something special.
Yep, yeah. At Barangaroo, they're digging up putting a new station there. And they found some of Australia's first mansion on the sea and other things where workers lived. It was very interesting. It was 1850s, I think it was first built, this mansion. So this is before Vaucluse and all the snobby areas.
Yeah, right. And now they're even more snobby, right?
Yeah.
So what else did they find? Just a big mansion.
They found the foundations of the mansion. They found bottles, ceramics, pipes, broken pipes and all that, as in smoking pipes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All different things that you find around.
Just all laying around?
Yeah. Remember, in those days, they didn't have garbage collecting.
So they just left
They just
there.
Dropped it in the nearest river or the creek or on the floors, and that's how it happened.
Mm. Wow, and then they uncover them a couple of years later when they're redeveloping.
Yeah. That's our history.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what else they could discover.
Oh, I remember watching a movie called The Bloke Who Invented Bubbles in the Beer.
Yeah.
Ned Kelly, what was it? And they found a V-dub hubcap in 200,000 years sandstone.
Mm.
Around wow. There. But it was Kelly, what was it called? Kelly, something Kelly.
Okay.
Restless Kelly.
Restless Kelly.
Yeah, that was a funny one.
Jeez, no.
Because they shot all around Barangaroo around there.
Yeah?
Hmm.
Well, see, I've got to look this up now, Mick, because I must know what Restless Kelly is all about.
Hmm.
When did this come out?
Oh, 20 years ago.
Oh, they're a band too, by the way.
Are they a band?
Yeah. You sure you don't talk about a music video you saw?
No. This was a full movie.
I'm kidding.
In one of his... He did two movies, this
Yeah,
bloke.
It came out in 93.
Yeah. And one of them was... One of the plots...
Reckless Kelly.
Oh, Reckless Kelly.
Not Restless.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, right. It looks pretty funny.
And one of the plots was they had an egg farm. So what did they do? They fed the chickens tobacco.
Yeah.
And what happened? The eggs... contained tobacco. Everyone who bought their eggs got hooked on the tobacco, so they kept on buying the eggs.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wow, jeez. Okay.
And he put the bubbles in beer. That's what they said.
Really?
But he didn't really do it, but that was just a...
That was a joke.
Just a thing to get people to come in and watch it.
Yeah.
Very, very good movies. He had two good movies.
It looks fun. I'm going to... Yeah, Yahoo Serious.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look at this and see. Might have to review it next week, I think.
Yeah,
it's a satirical take on Ned Kelly.
Mm.
Okay. I'll have to check it out. It's reckless. Okay.
But it was just like the bloke who was on Hard Quiz this week. He was a Ned Kelly...
aficionado.
Aficionado. He was an expert on Ned Kelly. And people who watch Hard Quiz realise that they get a trophy at the end.
Mm.
And he said he was going to cut a little slit in it and wear it as a hat.
Like Ned Kelly's helmet.
Like Ned Kelly's helmet. Yeah. And because he lost, he got the cup and ran away with it. Because that's what Ned Kelly was a thief, wasn't he?
He was a crook and a robber.
Ah, I believe he was put into that situation.
Well, you reckon that's the stigma that he has?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm.
I don't know. Never met him.
Oh, well.
I don't think anyone...
You should have met him.
Damn, I missed my
You would
chance.
Have liked to meet him.
Maybe next time.
My grandmother always used to say, "You're another Ned Kelly."
Wow. Is that a compliment?
Oh, yeah, I think it was.
Okay. We'll be back shortly. That aside, you can't abide. Welcome back to the Wild West. You are here with... Mick and Steve.
You couldn't remember my name then.
I was about to say Glenn, to be honest.
Oh, my name's Glenn now.
Sorry, Mick.
And Mick's gone on holidays.
Has he?
Yeah.
Tell him to come back.
Yeah.
No. Glenn will be back next week. But as for that, late-breaking news though, Mick.
Yeah?
Are you a fan of Jefferson Airplane?
Oh, bloody oath.
Yeah? What is your favourite Jefferson Airplane song?
White Rabbit.
I feel like that's a favourite song for a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
But...
Oh, it was when they were Starship, they said, did the rock and roll. Rock. We did this city on rock and roll.
Oh, did they do that one too?
Yeah.
Wow. That brings back a lot of memories, I have to say. But sad news, though.
Hmm.
One of the founding members, Marty Balin, has unfortunately died.
Mm.
Vocalist and singer, and he died just not that long ago today, actually.
Yeah.
This morning. So it's not very good. So we thought...
I'll tell you what he died of.
What did he die of?
Death. Everyone dies of death.
That could be it. I got a feeling that could be a contribution.
Yeah.
But the actual cause has not been released yet.
Mm.
But you wanted to play one of your favourite songs, Mick?
White Rabbit.
So we'll play White Rabbit?
Yep.
All right. Welcome back to the program. You're here with Mick and Steve. Before we go, you wanted to chat about stuff, Mick.
Yeah, you know why they say you're not allowed to drink and drive?
Why?
Because you might spill the beer.
Could you
imagine beer being spilt on your lap and going, oh,
Mick, I guarantee you that is not the reason.
Oh, why not?
Because I'm sure there's other statistics.
Haven't you ever spilt coffee on your pants when you'd been driving?
No, I don't drink coffee.
Oh, what about tea?
Don't drink tea. My water I have.
Yeah.
I've spilt water, yes, while I've drank. So I have drank and drive, but with water.
That's the only reason they brought that lot thing in, I reckon. But it was brought in 1966, drinking and driving. Yes. Until then, you could drink and drive and get away with it.
But this weekend is very important, double demerits, because it's the October long weekend.
Remember, if you get caught using your mobile phone...
You could lose your whole license.
You could lose a whole license.
Because you get
10 points.
You get the 5 points, isn't it? But then it's doubled.
It's so doubled, yeah. It's just been put up to from 4 to 5.
That's good. I reckon it should be the whole lot.
I reckon it should be treated the same as drink driving.
Mm. Well, some people have died from others playing on their phone and getting hit.
Oh, huge amounts of people have died.
Yeah.
That's just as bad. They talk about drink driving.
It is very sad.
It's bad. But texting or phone calls does worse damage.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hmm. It's like that bloke who took his eyes off the thing off his truck to pick up a cup of coffee and ran up over people like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's so very messed up.
Yeah. So things like that, that's very... No, hard.
Well, it is. Well, hopefully people learn this weekend, October long weekend, Mondays off.
Mm. Yeah, normally the long weekend used to be Bathurst.
Bathurst 1000. What happened to that?
Oh, idiots have changed their thing. It's not... Bathurst is not Bathurst anymore. I used to like watching Bathurst when it was series production sedans because you could see, oh, there goes a Corolla. There goes my car. There goes a Ford Cortina.
But now they're all just logos.
Yeah, they all built the same.
Yeah.
Got V8 motors in them.
Do they still do it at Mount Panorama?
They'll still do it at Mount Panorama, but it's not the same. They were trying to, one of the ads was saying, they've been going for 50 or 60 years or whatever.
Yeah.
And they haven't. It was V8s that just started up. Now it's gone to Super V or whatever it is.
Yeah, right.
Now, it's not the same.
No, that's lame.
Hmm.
Okay, Mick.
Liam? No, it's not Liam. It's
I said
lame.
Lame. I didn't say lame. I didn't say lamb.
Liam, I thought you said Liam.
No. No. But hey, Mick, that's pretty much it for the Wild West for another week.
Is it really?
It is. It's been fun.
Oh, that's good.
We should be back next week.
I hope so.
As always, though, you can listen back to the program over at thewildwest.com.au. You can download a podcast version.
I'd be back.
Or head on over to 893fm.com.au where you can listen to back... Not just our program, but every other program on the whole radio station.
Be pretty confusing, wouldn't it, having 4, 5, or 6, or 10 programs going at the same time?
Maybe don't listen at the same time.
Oh, right, okay.
But what you can do, Mick, is tune in next, because World on Wheels with Michelle is next.
Oh, right.
Yes, starting at 10 a.m.
I think he has some very interesting things. And he's a Scotchman, too.
I did hear he is Scottish.
From the mucks.
McMallon, wasn't it?
Yeah, McMallon.
Okay.